You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
We have another hour to go. We appreciate all of you being here, and the phone lines are always available for you at 855-242-7285. A busy afternoon with Topmeyer talking about the SEC announcement today of its schedule for 25. We know the 24 schedule. You heard Seth Emerson react to that, and you just got through hearing Clark Lee. Elliot is up next in Ohio. Hello, Elliot.
Hey, Paul. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underpants. I just want to tell you what's been going on. I picked Kentucky to beat Texas A&M. Guess what happened there? I picked Bama to beat Florida. Guess what happened there? I picked Purdue to beat Wisconsin. Guess what happened there? I picked Illinois on the spread against OSU. Guess what happened there? Based on the Illinois game and the fouls against OSU and Tomitaga at Nebraska, I picked Nebraska to beat Illinois. Guess what happened there? And then a flyer for Delaware State versus Howard. I lost that. There's only one silver lining, Paul. Guess what that silver lining is?
No idea. After that exciting preamble.
Well, one, I didn't make the bracket. Thank you. And two, Seth McLaughlin knows how to hike the ball. Apparently, it's just the quarterback that's the problem. Could be that the grass is greener at Ohio State, or that winterized grass is standing up and holding that ball. Paul, I talked to Johnny B, and Johnny B has agreed that we could do a play-in to get us in this bracket. What do you think?
Yeah, if I had anything to do with the bracket, I would sanction that. But the guys in the other room, let me run it by them.
AJ didn't like that. AJ had some comments to say. I'm working the group ball.
Yeah, what I heard from the other room is that you should be used to not winning, considering Ohio State's record lately.
Oh yeah, it's not basketball. It's football season, and it's all coming around in football season, Paul. Ryan Day is already
I'll never get over having to watch that game a million times. I've told you the story, but come on, man. You lost
the
to Missouri.
Bicycle game
you got
nobody
stomped
cared?
By Missouri, Elliot. Take the beating and go home. Let's check in with Matt next. Hey, Matt.
Hey, brother. Look, I want to send that stupid Louisiana fan who called in. You want to call me a liar? Man, say it to my face. I'm not threatening to hit him, but you want to call me a liar and everything I've done in my life is a lie? Shut your mouth. You know better than Jim. And everything he said, oh, I did all this stuff in high school, all this athletic stuff. Shut up, Jim. You know I'm a liar, too. I have never lied on your show, Paul, for anything. So say it to my face, man. Your team was sucked last year on defense. Now you lost your big old-time offense. The reason why you want to get Ole Miss? Because of your offense. You know what? You called down the Thunder. You want to play my team? You want to talk all this crap about me? You know what? We're going to kick your sorry team's butt. Look, I'm not saying this about everybody in Louisiana, because Augie's like a brother to me, but maybe you should have heard an old saying. You know the difference between my state and yours? We ride horses, we don't ride our cousins. You backwoods to a bill, you redneck from Louisiana? Shut your mouth, man.
I-Man is up next.
Well. Matt, let me say this. If you don't know where you're going, any road to take you there, but my man, you are an ambassador somewhere. You will be an ambassador somewhere. And you can just keep pushing that envelope, because somebody is going to look over there and say, that's ambassador material right there. That's an ambassador. You hear what I'm telling you? Look at him. Watch it. Look at him thinking. Matt, grow a little beard like Goober did on Mayberry, and it makes him look smart. That's what they said. You look smarter. You look well-read. But, Matt, you're going to be an ambassador one day. I can just see it. I can feel it in my bones. Can't you, Paul?
I mean, yeah, within my bones and outside of my bones.
Yeah, with all that money you and Saban make, I mean, surely y'all got a little island out there somewhere that y'all hang out with, and you take the little fella and have to look out for his ass in the ocean. Make him ambassador to Saban's little island. You got the power.
There you go again.
What?
Making fun of Nick Saban.
Nobody's making fun of him. Hell, we're just talking facts. I mean, you know, the world's changed. It made me quit. I mean, they don't do what I tell them to no more. They think for themselves. Miss whatever your name is, the woman I married, Miss who are you any damn way? They don't listen to me. They don't listen to me. They don't listen to you. It's changed. It's falling apart. The world's falling apart. The sky is falling. The Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. Pinocchio broke a nose. I mean, kiss. You thought I was going to go further with that, didn't you?
I did.
Because I started.
I was hoping you would.
But see, that's what having control of yourself, your inner spirit, and your soul does for you. It'll take you right to the verge of kiss my, and just stop cold. Because everybody fills in the blank for themselves. I mean, 5 people say this word, 3 people say that word. Who cares what they think? You hear what I'm telling you, Paul Feinbaum? But I do know this, Matt will be an ambassador. Nick Saban will be a short feller the rest of his damn life. He will never be 5'7" unless he steps on a 2x4. Now, Paul, as always, War Damn Eagle. You have great. Hey, wait, one thing. This guy was talking about seeing you at the airport, and you had on green tennis shoes, Michael Jordan high tops, I guess.
I have owned a pair of lime green, whatever. I've never worn high tops.
And you had some brown checkered shorts on?
Not recently. I haven't worn high tops.
But when you had them shoes on the day he saw you,
he claims he saw me. Yeah.
Now, did you have them knee socks all the way up? You know, like you used to wear, or did you just have them little cuff socks?
I probably had them all the way up.
Did you have a camera around your neck?
Were you on that plane?
No, but it sure sounded like that's where he was going. And here you are telling us you're the only Southerner in the family, and you look like somebody from New York City going to the beach.
Hey, do I need to bring my birth certificate every day to show?
it don't matter, because I mean, you know, like Dickie Betts said, he was born a rambling man. Something happened in Georgia, and he ended up being born in Dothan, for all we know. I mean, who knows? I mean, you are what you are.
He's doing the best he can.
You know, Paul, do what right now?
In the rambling, man, he was just doing the best he can. That was one of the lyrics.
Just doing the best he can. That's what Matt is. Matt, you are an ambassador. I'm telling you, somebody somewhere is going to look over there and say, Matt, you're ambassador material. Trust me. And you'll get a raise. You'll get your own house. You'll get a maid. You probably live up there next door to Paul. And you know, Paul would think you'd see Nick Saban, you know, the goat. And then when you go to the goat's house, guess what?
I mean,
he's going to have a
I
pig.
Mean, every time I think you've moved on, you just keep, you there's no stop signs in your hatred for Nick Saban.
Why should there be? You go to the goat's house and you're going to see a pig and you're going to see a chicken, probably a parrot and an ostrich and maybe a snake or two and a turtle. You got to have a turtle and a llama. You know, they spit on you if you're not careful. You know, when you go to the goat's house, Paul, you're just going to the damn zoo. War Damn Eagle, have a good day.
Larry is up next. Larry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Larry, what's up?
Hello. What's up? Hey, I'm gonna sue you.
Larry, what happened to your friend I Man? Why is he so filled with hate?
He's a moron. He snorts that dad bun Freon and gets his head up.
Hey, Larry, we're going to put you back on hold and maybe facilitate a better connection there, okay? Because we couldn't hear anything you said. Johnny B., I imagine, will come in loud and clear. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, Paul, how's it going? I see that Matt's wheel of injuries landed on hemorrhoid issues that last time. He was pretty ill.
It does seem that way.
He just spins that thing, and whatever it ends on, that's what he calls in with that day. But I'm glad that, you know, when this show gets off its tracks, we got legend Osteen and Todd Baker, the evangelist of the show, to pull us back together. And I've got a new term. You've heard of brown nosers that like to work their way up, you know, through the company. Since you're a kale man and eat a lot of greens, now we've got green nosers. I'm relieved of the bracket pressure, and I'm sitting back enjoying the green nosers calling in, and just it just fills my heart with joy. And the other thing I've got to say is, when Cheerleader said that Apalachicola used to be the oyster capital of the world, all I can think about was Dwayne sitting down there that night. The boss was saying, Dwayne, cut off the oil thing, cut off the oil thing. And he was over there talking to somebody on the phone and killed all the oysters in the Gulf. So that's all I got today. I've enjoyed it. Y'all have a good evening.
Johnny B. We're up against a break, and we needed it. We'll be back. Your phone call's right around the corner.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We're back. Great to have all of you with us. And let's check in with Kevin in Pennsylvania. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. First time caller, but I really have gotten into your show in the last couple of years.
Thank you very much.
Question for you. You know, all the NIL things that are going on today, and I understand it and I like it. But, you know, like what Colorado did last year when Deion went in there and told those guys they're not going to play anymore, there was around 50 players or something like that. And what happens to those kids? Do they keep their school scholarship? You know, they're not all going to transfer if they weren't good enough for him. Are they forced into the portal to sit there? What happens?
In a situation like that, they're probably forced out. They have no interest in keeping their scholarship because they need to give it to somebody else.
Well, I understand they give the football scholarship, but wouldn't the school like at least honor the kid and say, you know, you can still stay and go to school? No, that's it. So you're like cut.
That's the reality of college football right now.
Yeah, I got you. And the same thing would happen if a school like, you know, 25 to 30 new recruits each year, and then they add a dozen kids from the portal, you know, they're bringing in 35 to 40 kids. You only can keep 85. Somebody's got to go, right? Now, I know some graduate and all that kind of stuff, but it just seems, a little sad that, you know, kids get thrown away. But I guess you're right. That's reality.
Yeah, it is right. It is the way it is. Hey, thank you very, very much for the call. Good to have you on board. Bubblehead is up next.
Good afternoon. It's an honor once again to speak to Mr. Paul Feinbaum.
Thank you very much.
The legend of sports talk radio.
Appreciate you calling.
But you kind of let me down today, Paul, because You know, when the SEC announced their schedule today, you was all over it. You let it ride out. And 30 minutes later, there's another breaking news story, and you totally skipped over.
And what was that?
Billy Napier. Well, 30 minutes after they announced it, Billy Napier had a for sale sign in his yard and was on Indeed.com. He said, "If I got to play that schedule in 2025 also." But, Paul.
You know, I'm sorry about that. I saw that on my real estate blog, but I wasn't sure. I had to confirm it.
Absolutely. But, Paul, on a serious note, you truly are irreplaceable. And the reason is because the guests you have, the callers you have, no matter how far back, when they tell a story, you have a story that amplifies on that, on your experience. And that's why there'll never be another Paul Feinbaum to have a successful show like you. And I greatly appreciate you, Paul.
Bubblehead, thank you very much for saying that. There's so many different reactions, but I'll just thank you because I'm overwhelmed by what you said. Thank you so much. How about Dwayne in New Orleans?
Yeah, I'm back. Hey, Michael Bibben. Hey, Michael Bibben. Poison. Hey, that what you like now?
You like that?
What
did you think of 617 Michael Bibb being here last night?
Yeah, hey, yeah, he gave you a shout out. He listened to your radio show. That's good news. We're in Boston. You know he's from Boston.
Yeah, sure.
He listened to your radio show.
Southie.
Huh?
Was he one of your go-to guys back in the day?
Yeah, I dance off it. I got a lot of women off that song, Poison. Yeah.
Oh, now, Dwayne, that's not what I expected to hear. I mean, it was entertaining. I'll have to admit that.
Hey, I ain't calling for that. I'm calling about that who I'm going against in Georgia, Vance.
Hey, Vance.
I need some Vance, whatever his name, man. I'll tear him up. You let him know. He in for it. You let him know that. Yeah, on that bracket. Yeah, I'm number three. Hey, I'm number three. Going to get the number what he is?
I don't know.
I'm going to tear him up. Huh?
Sounds like a lot of bullying to me, Twain.
Yeah, ain't a lot of bullying. You'll give me the down low on him. Hey, you'll give me the bad low on him.
Vance is a respected caller on this show.
Hey, check this out. That Matt just called a couple people ago from San Antonio. Who are you talking
Matt
about?
Matt does not like you.
Hey, you ain't tell that man I'm 6'4 and weigh 240? You ain't tell him that? You
should have told him that. He's not worried.
You should have told him that. You should have told him 6'4 and 240 now.
He don't care.
He don't care. Huh? He must have shot some Norcan up to get back on the talk show again, huh?
Yeah.
To call you back, huh? Huh? Huh?
Hey, thanks, Dwayne. One call was enough today. Let's check in with who we got here. Jordan in Myrtle Beach. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We are well. Thank you.
Hey, Paul. I got two questions. I'm a diehard Gamecock fan, and I'm living in Coastal Carolina country. So I am actually in Myrtle Beach, and I know the women Gamecocks are going to rock their tournament, but what are my men's basketball team is going to do this year?
Yeah, I was, you're right about the women. I think they are going to go unscathed. I think the men have a much more difficult route. Played well this year. I didn't like the finish, but I have to dig down in their bracket for a second here before I give you a comprehensive answer, but I'm not optimistic they get out of the first weekend.
See, I think they have Oregon, but I don't think they have whoever else they play after.
Yeah, they
that.
Play
I mean,
Oregon, and
then
I'll tell you
year.
The game that would concern me, and that's the Creighton game.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking as well, too. It would be hard to get past that.
I have seen, not that this matters, but I have seen Creighton in a handful of Final Four picks. So that's the game I think that will do them in, but it really doesn't matter to me when you consider how great this year has been.
Yeah, it really has. Lamont Paris has really turned that team around. He really is a great coach for the Gamecocks. So I'm really happy to see that extension that he had.
Hey, thank you very much, Jordan. You be well. Ray is up next in Florida. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great.
First-time caller, I must love you because I'd have never sat on hold as long as I did for a doctor or an insurance company.
Well, I apologize for that. We had a lot of guests in the last hour, or so. But glad you're here. Man.
Glad to be here. Hey, I'd like to talk about a little bit about the NIL with Saban's remarks, and then just a few minutes ago, you had an interview with Vanderbilt's coach about their culture catching up to dealing with NIL. I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan, and through and through since 1978, I find that Coach Smart has done real well with keeping players on board. It's obviously, Carson Beck staying. I do know behind the curtains, the coaches and even yourself probably are working out the kinks on how to regulate the NIL. And I'm hoping that's coming to fruition. But I'm part of a group of guys that some sell memorabilia. I actually buy memorabilia.
Tell us about that. So what is your main concentration?
Georgia Bulldogs, Atlanta Falcons. Okay. I obviously don't buy Roll Tide memorabilia, but what I like about, I'm part of a group called Bird Dog Memorabilia.
Okay.
There's about 7,000 people in this group on Facebook. Some of it gets, auctioned off. Some of it gets razzed off. And some of that money goes to the players who aren't big name players. And I'm grateful for that. You know, you have the big corporations like Fanatics who get these big contracts, like Kirby Smart. He's under Fanatics. So just your run-of-the-mill guy is not going to be able to get Kirby Smart memorabilia, get him to sign it for other people to buy it. But if I could just get you to say, and I know you're more on the Alabama side of the line, but if I could just get you to say Bird Dog memorabilia one time, man, I sure appreciate that.
Well, I tell you what, Roy, I love Kirby Smart, so I may have to check out Bird Dog. What was the name of it again? Bird Dog Memorabilia to see what they have. Hey, thanks for the call. We're up against a break. We have a long way to go. Well, actually, that's not exactly true. We have 30 minutes to go, and we hope you'll stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back to the program, and John is up next in St. Louis. So hello, John.
Hello, Paul. How are you today?
Hey, John, you off work?
Yeah, I didn't work today. I just worked part-time, Paul.
Okay.
So I work about 3 days a week. So.
Well, good to hear.
Anyway, Paul, I was wanting to catch up here. I got my calendar out here, and I know that we talked about this, I guess, a couple weeks ago, but I was trying to get penciled in here when you're going to have the reunion, I guess I'd call it, or the homecoming of all the callers, where that's going to be, whether in Tuscaloosa.
John, we have not set that yet. I'm glad you mentioned that. We'll try to effort that.
Yeah. And then anyway, the main reason I called in, Paul, you know, you guys had the list, or I sent to you guys, you put together the list of the Sweet 16. Did you, I've been kind of coming and going. I did not see that final list. Did you publish that list yet, or is that
this
final?
This is the caller bracket. Is that right, John?
Yeah, the caller bracket.
Yeah, we put that out on social media. I don't know if you follow social media, but we have you. We'll put it on the screen when we have a chance. But, John,
well,
you are
okay.
Currently, who are you playing?
I'm not on the list, but I
so
don't know.
You are
anything.
Meeting John in Louisville.
Well,
you're number two seed in one of the regions.
Okay, well, I'm surprised. Anyway,
so you'll play John from Louisville, and the winner of that will get the winner of the Dominique Susie game. That's a 3-6 game. So you're in Handsome Joe's bracket. He's the number one seed.
Okay, very good. Anyway, the reason I called.
I'm hoping that ultimately. If you win that bracket, then you will run into, where is AJ? What side is he on? So you would have to meet AJ, I think, in the final four.
Well, that's going to be pretty tough. I have to tell you, there, right?
You think you could handle AJ?
Well, I'm going to have a separate phone call.
That young man has been making fun of you for a while.
Well, he has, and he has no respect for elderly. But anyway, the reason I called Paul tonight is I wanted to really kind of find out. I think you had input from Randy and Daniel and the other young man who's one of the producers put together your Sweet 16. But I'm trying to, I guess, what is the criteria, if you will, that you use to put together this list? And God, look at that on the screen. That's something else. I mean, what's the basis for you putting together that list, sir?
Well, John, the basis isn't anything other than we try to have fun during the NCAA basketball tournament by featuring and illustrating the callers to the show. I think a lot of people read a lot into it, thinking that it affects their status, but no, and I don't know. My friends down the hall really spend a lot of time on it, so we can have some fun. But I don't think there's a method to it, so to speak. It's not scientific.
Let me tell you what I think the method to your madness is, Paul. You want the truth here, or you just want to talk hayseed stuff?
I want the truth.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I think's going on here, Paul. It's like anybody I just looked on that list. Well, first of all, we have people like Iron Man and Legend and Augie and John from Louisville on there. Okay, and you ask yourself, Paul, what do those people really have in common with the show? And every time I watch the show when I'm not working, I ask myself, well, why do these people get so much airtime from you, Paul? And I can tell you right now what it is. Are you still there?
John, I don't want to interrupt a great call.
Okay, I can tell you what it is, Paul. It's because they tell you what you want to hear. And that's what I'm going to say, because I was going to say something mean, but I'm not.
I would counter this. If you know anything about me, which I don't think you do, you would know that that is not something that I subscribe to. My entire career as a journalist before I moved into television was about getting to the truth, peeling the onion back, stepping on toes. But you didn't know that, John, because you're a Johnny-come-lately.
Well, Paul, all I can ask you is what your definition of the truth is, Paul, isn't necessarily
do you want me to shoot straight?
Well, you just shoot straight, young man. I like to hear people who talk.
My definition
business.
Of the truth, John, in full candor, is I struggled during the nearly 7 minutes that we've been on the phone. I struggled to stay awake.
Well, that's just good, Paul. That's fine.
And
okay?
I normally don't do that because it's only 6:30 where I am, but I mean, there was a moment when you were talking, I thought I had either had a stroke, fallen asleep, or died.
Well, Paul, you know what you need to do?
Which, quite frankly, John, may have been better than listening to the end of this call.
Listen to me. Seriously, Paul, here's what you need to do, Paul. You need to tune in, and drop out.
I feel an awakening coming. I feel a rising. AJ is up next.
Paul, I mean, what is this John over here? I mean, he's going to talk about airtime. He literally gets 10 minutes here, John. You get 10 minutes, young man. And you want to talk about other people. You know what I'm going to do to you? Just for that, I'm going to go over there tonight to that promoted glass box, and I'm going to put limo tint on that glass so you can't even see out of it. You're killing me, John. Absolute joke. For somebody that doesn't like the show so much, John, why the hell do you watch it, young man? Because quite frankly, your coffee sucks, your calls suck, and you drink cheap bourbon, John. But let me ask you this, Paul. If Elliot, this is Elliot's daddy, AJ. I mean, he's just going to live and die by that sucky-ass Ohio State football team that can't even beat Michigan. I mean, when you relevance is when you can beat Michigan, Mr. Elliot. So until then, pipe down, Elliot. But what about Dominic? I got to give him a little bit of advice, Paul. If he's going to be eating that many beans, what do you say? We're going to probably need to get him a diaper sponsor as well, huh?
Could be.
I mean, you know exactly what happens when you eat beans. Those are natural laxatives. So he's going to be doing just like his Alabama Crimson Tide, pooping on himself in War Damn Eagle.
Ooh. Handsome Joe, save this half hour, please.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. You know what? Hey, I finally agree with AJ, and that's about Elliot. Nobody cares about his Ohio State Buckeyes because they're garbage. They can't win their own conference, Paul. They're just, you know, it's just, I don't even know why he calls in, to be honest. Nobody really likes Elliot. But you know what, Paul? I've spent the day today, I was out arrowhead hunting pretty much most of the day and got a couple of pretty good finds and fixed to lay down for a couple of 3 hours, and I'm going to ghost hunt tonight. So that's going to be, you know, I got a long night planned ahead tonight, and I'm going to a house down in Barron County, close to Hamilton, and so that's going to be an exciting time, Paul. And I want to thank Cheerleader for those kind words. She's a sweetheart, Paul. Who can't love that lady right there, Paul? But anyway, you know, I just thought I'd chime in. And what happened to Larry's call? I mean, I couldn't even hardly hear him when he called in. Did you?
Well, we went to him. He had a bad connection, and apparently he could not make it any better.
Right, yeah. But, and then John, not Louisville, but in St. Louis, Paul. And his calls are pretty much the same every time he calls in. He calls in, you know, it's like he's like a grandfather reading a book, you know, reading a nighttime book. And then he finishes off with anger. I mean, I don't know what that is. And I know he talks to AJ about showing respect. But you gotta be respectable to get respect. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't just be grouchy old man all the time. I mean, if they would just stay like he is when he first starts calling, we could walk through it, you know. But he gets angry, Paul, and I don't know why he does that. But he's got something angry with him. Maybe it's where he works at. You know, they may make fun of him or something. I don't know.
Hey, Joe, we're up against a break. But by the way, a lot of people are asking about voting in the caller bracket. It has not started yet. So we will let you know whenever it does. Probably be by the end of the week. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Let's try Larry again as the show begins to run out. Hey, Larry, are you there?
Yeah, baby. What's up?
Hey, great to have you
come
back.
On, Larry. Hey, Randy, give me one, baby. Come
What's
on.
What's up?
Where is it? Ah. Hey, yeah, I'm going to tell you, man. Pop, I'm worried about you. I'm worried about this show. And I'm worried about these callers being infiltrated by the unknown. I'm going to tell you that John dude that called in that last segment. He's out there, man. I don't know where he's from. But that guy is spooky. I mean, he is something else. I'm going to tell you, I don't think I'll get Call of the Year. I doubt very seriously. But I know some damn good callers that should. But that guy shouldn't. And our man should get the sack ward. He needs to be put in a straitjacket and took immediately down there. Listen, he put that picture of himself on the show after he trimmed his head. Look, it made kids run and scream. I mean, listen to their mama. That was ugly. And he gets on here, talks about Saban, and Saban's an intelligent man. And I know you're pushing this. You're pushing it. You want Saban to be the bad guy because everybody's trying to get down on Saban like he is throwing some stuff out there that against the players. He's not. He's speaking the truth. That's something you don't know on this show, especially you, Fine Bomb, because you go after my boy, and I don't like it at all. And you don't stop our man, and you should stop him and say, hey, shut up, our man. You're talking about the greatest football coach next to Bear Bryant ever walked in a pair of damn shoes. And he wants to get on here and dog my man, and you let him. And that ain't right, man. I mean, talk to me.
Well, Larry, I mean, I'm not, first of all, I give a great deal of latitude to callers, especially those who have been around a long time like you and I-Man, and what I-Man has to say about Nick Saban is his own opinion. I disagree with it strongly. I'm not encouraging it, but there's only so much I can say when it's his phone call, just like this is your phone call. Cat Daddy is up next. Good afternoon.
Big Paul looking good, sounding good as always, and go Gamecocks, my ladies and men, go do some good here. Look at here, you know, everybody comes in the store every day and they mention things about your show. And I kind of agreed with some of them because a lot of them, well, after we just heard from Larry, you know about Jim and Tuscaloosa, and our man sounds, you know, I used to respect that guy, but he sounds like he's gone a little crazy. But somebody come in the store today, Clemson Tom, and he said, I'm going to tell you what the average Paul Firebomb caller is. I said, all right, Clemson Tom, go ahead, tell me. He said, Those are just side effects of the COVID vaccine. Paul, that's how crazy them Clemson people are. Y'all have a great day. Randy, give me an amen.
Amen, brother. Okay. Side effect. Oh, by the way, which COVID vaccine are you speaking of? Which one of the many? Do I see Larry back? Is Larry unhappy about something, guys? I never like to have a customer leave that's unhappy. Larry, are you unhappy about something here?
Yeah, I'm unhappy. What I tell you about cutting me out? What I tell you?
Well, Larry, at some point, I don't know whether you've died or taken a deep breath, getting oxygen, getting IVs. I can't. I mean, this is only a four-hour show, Larry.
Hey, let me say something, man. You don't have no respect when you do me like that. I don't care if you say you're going to go. You say, okay, Larry, well, I don't know. See you later.
Hey, Larry, why don't you pipe down? And I just let you back on.
Yeah, right. Just to have you, me just tell you how you
I mean, you're sitting here bellyaching about me cutting you off while you're on the show. Larry, does that make any sense?
I won't put
it. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Now,
you called in to complain about me cutting you off, and you're on the show, and you're not making any more sense than you were 2 minutes ago when I cut you off.
There you go. Any more sense. Just like that, Paul. You just cut
me
off.
I mean, you called up because you wanted me to interrupt I-Man's call because he was trashing Nick Saban. Is that right?
You sat here and listened to some of the stupidest calls, and you just disrespected me to the hill.
Saying
so you know what?
Some of these other calls were some of the stupidest calls?
Kiss my freaking...
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.